This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, this is kind of nice. My computer is working well. I get so gosh darn angry, you know, at my computer. I usually can control myself. I can control anger, etc. You know, I'm pretty good with that, but not when it comes to my computer. And it's been acting up. It's been good. I think what happened is the last couple shows I've done, I started yelling at everybody who was using the internet, not so much in my office, but in the surrounding city in the Southwest United States. And I think you guys have been doing a very, very good job. So thank you. Just everybody stay off your internet. Now, over the break, one of my listeners wanted me to talk about how to control anger. He thought he was having some anger issues, doesn't use creatine. We were just talking in the previous hour about creatine and Elliot Roger, the shooter with the U.S. The UCSB shooting that happened on Friday. And he wanted me to talk about ways to control anger. How do you know if you have an anger problem? He didn't want to come on air, and I don't blame him, because sometimes I can make people angry, and that's okay. We definitely don't want angry people. Okay, we all get angry. Nobody should be freaking out about getting angry. We all get angry, and I talked to about the difference yesterday. Talked about the difference between getting angry and losing your temper. Okay? We all get angry about things. How many of us are angry about Obamacare? I am. Yeah, big time. Big time. I am pretty ticked off. But am I losing my temper? Am I throwing things around? Am I smacking my patients with their patient charts? No, I'm not. Okay, and because there's no reason to smack your patients. It's not their fault. Even if they voted, right, for Obama, it's still not their fault that we have Obamacare, okay? There's other people to blame for that. So, you know, there's a difference. Okay, so you need to identify, one, if you are angry. Now, you see, a lot of times I justify things. So, let's say I get mad. Let's say one of my kids, okay, or somebody in the house doesn't lift the toilet seat. And there is pee-pee all over the toilet seat. Okay, I get ticked. Okay, I don't mind somebody leaving their sandwich in front of the TV. I don't mind if somebody didn't take out the garbage or help clean up dog poo. I have no problem with that. But I am going to be livid if I have to sit on a wet toilet seat in my own house. I get mad. So usually I yell at my kid who I think did it, and I go, clean it now. Now, that I think is an appropriate response. What is an inappropriate response? My going up to the kid, grabbing him by his hair, and sticking his face in the toilet. That would be an inappropriate response. Now, do sometimes I feel like I want to do that? No, I haven't gotten that mad. Could that be in my repertoire? Yeah, it probably could. You know, somebody could get me that mad. Yeah, I'd stick their face in a toilet. I couldn't do it. I don't have the strength. I may want to do it. But I have some self-control. We talked about that last week. You know, the difference between a psychopath and somebody normal is you can control yourself, or you know right from wrong. You may really want to be mad at somebody, and you may want to kick them in the jewels, but you know not to. It's inappropriate, etc. So you have some self-control. So you need to, and you can't just be in denial, okay? If you are an angry person, or if you get angry about a lot of things, you need to admit it. You don't have to admit it to your wife. You don't have to admit it to your mother-in-law, but at least admit it to your doctor. Go, look, and I get angry. Well, I don't want to go to my doctor. He'll just put me on antidepressants. Okay, well, why would a doctor put you on an antidepressant? Well, because one of the symptoms of depression could be anger, but what I do, if I decide to go to the pharmaceuticals, which I know are out there, and I'm very, very well trained in pharmaceuticals, so of course they're going to be one of my tools. I feel a lot more comfortable grabbing a pharmaceutical than a power drill, right? And which would you rather have me use on you, a power power drill or a pharmaceutical. Pharmaceutical, right? Okay, so quit complaining. But like I've told you guys before, and I tell my patients, if I do decide to use, you know, go into my arsenal of pharmaceutical weapons, listen, we doctors look like such geeks. I have to be able to make it look kind of tough. Okay, so my arsenal of pharmaceutical weapons. If I do, let's say, want to try an SSRI, I'm doing it to help diagnose. If I give you something like Zoloft or Prozac and you actually feel better and you're less angry, well, then we know you had a serotonin deficiency problem. Whether we decide to keep you on the medicine long term or not, that's a whole other subject for a different visit and a whole other copay. But I'm trying to figure out, what's wrong? Why are you angry? Are you angry because you're just a butthole, or are you angry because there's actually things going on in your life that is really stressful? Your boss is mistreating you. You know, your wife is cheating on you. So, you know, maybe there's things that are really making you angry, and you are as normal as the sun rises each day. So, let's identify. But if a child spills something in your truck and you want to turn around and belt him one, you may have some anger problems, and may need some sort of anger management. So identifying what this is crucial. And let me just say, we're gonna quickly after the break go over some anger management techniques and tips. Okay, right, I know. Where's my husband? I want him to listen. You know, it's funny. Corey doesn't really get. I mean, I make him mad, but he doesn't really get angry at me. He gets angry at situations. You know, so like, for example, let's say I haven't gone grocery shopping in a week, and when I do decide to cook something, it's like, you know, something with frosted flakes in it. All right, he won't be mad at me. He's really good at that. But he'll be mad at the situation. Like, I've been married to this woman for 17 years, and she can't flip and get off her butt and get some groceries and actually cook a meal that I could eat. Okay, but I got to be careful. Because if my husband does get angry, he won't lose his temper and hit me or anything like that, he will call his mother. Or better yet, worse yet, make us all go to his mother. So if I want to keep the in-laws out of the situation, I need to do a better job. So then I get angry. And now I'm all up with my panties in a bunch. But now everybody's running to their mamas when I know how to handle my house. And I'm just busy and I'm working and I'm doing a radio show and I'm running an office. And I'm trying to deal with the kids and I'm trying to deal with the cats and I'm trying to deal with the dogs and somebody peeping on the toilet and then I'm sitting on the toilet that's wet. Then I get all mad. And you don't want mama to get mad. Remember, happy life means happy wife. Don't go away. Let's talk about how to manage our anger. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening. I know you guys have plenty of other choices out there, and the fact that you pick this show over anybody else's means you guys need some help. No, it means you guys have some pretty damn good takes, so I really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're also raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com. Only thing you can do to help these kids pay their medical bills, or you send the money to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and these guys help fund research for leukemia and lymphoma for adults and kids, help families pay their medical expenses. This is help with support. I mean, they are a phenomenal organization. So you need to check them out, and anything you could donate would be so greatly appreciated. $5, $10, $25. If your company wants to give $5,000, that is awesome. I'll make sure to definitely help promote on my show, because I definitely want to give thanks to people who help us. Definitely. Lee. So the reason I'm talking about anger is because yesterday I had a major BF because some things were happening in my office that I don't think should have. All right? You know, we came back from a three-day weekend. People weren't showing up. People were calling in. Work wasn't done. Nothing was ready. And, you know, I mean, here's the thing. Okay? The big mistake you can do whenever you are dealing with anger is taking something personally, okay? At first I was mad, all right, like I should be, because, you know, you know, we're talking about patients here, okay? Charts should be ready, labs should be organized, things should be done, people should show up so we're ready for the patients. The patients come first. So that's first and foremost. So I get upset about that. But then I start to get into the deeper upset. Now, we've all done that where we've had the deep, deep upset, right? Where it starts to fester. And when you start to fester and you start to brood, that's when you start to go, okay, now wait a second here. Are they doing this on purpose? Are they trying to sabotage? Are they jealous of me? Are they disrespecting? Now, once you start going into that type of thinking, that could be very dangerous. You need to be extremely careful with that type of thinking, because then you're going from fact to fiction. And you can't be doing that, okay? If you are mad about something, you need to not start to fathom and go through conspiracy theories or anything like that. What you need to do is you need to stop and identify, okay, what is it that I'm mad about? Okay, well, I'm mad that, you know, it was a three-day weekend, they had a three-day weekend, and then they don't show up when we need them for a bit. Okay, well then, all right, so for me, I always like to fix things. So I always like to, so for me, one aspect of my anger management, if I needed anger management, which I don't think I do, is, okay, what's plan B next time? Now, one of our staff slept in. All right. So, I mean, while I was having my BF, I'm like, you know what? Okay, fine. Everybody call each other at 10 o'clock at night and remind everybody to put their alarm on so nobody oversleeps. I mean, I was like, okay, fine. We'll have a group get involved with them. And I'm like, no. Let me sit down and talk to the person and go, what do they need to wake up in the morning? What do they need to remember to put on their flipping alarm clock? Now you see, I start to get mad again. Calm down and see if you could fix the situation. What was the situation? Somebody overslept. Somebody called in. Now, somebody calling in. Yeah, maybe it is that they don't care about the practice. Maybe it is that they don't care about you. Maybe it is disrespect. But there's always a possibility that maybe they really were sick. A lot of people get sick after a three-day weekend. Why? Because they're around friends, they're around family. It does happen. A lot of people are quote-unquote sick after a three-day weekend. Okay? It just happens. More people will take off on a Monday or a Friday when they're sick than a Wednesday. A lot of people will hammer it through during the week. It's one of those scientific things that we've seen. Alright? And so you don't want to burn bridges. The biggest danger of your anger management or your anger episode or your BF is you're going to burn some bridges. Okay, so before you burn bridges, go into a room by yourself and let it out. I don't want you suppressing your anger. I will never tell you to suppress your anger. What I will tell you to do is if you're mad, close the door. Okay, and go, I am mad. Talk to the cat or talk to the dog. I'll do that. I'm like, oh my gosh, shake-a-boo. Shake-a-boo, I am livid. This happened. Oh, my gosh. Now, little shaky boo doesn't even want to listen to this. He's like, woman, get out of my face. You know, but I feel like I'm talking to somebody. I used to talk to the kids, but I noticed the kids really didn't want to hear that, you know, because then they get stressed, and my husband doesn't want to hear it. So, basically, now, sometimes I could call my girlfriend. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, girlfriend, you know what happened? This happened. So then we have a total BF, and we all feel better, and it's great, but letting it out helps. So, the thing is you got to be very, very careful who you let it out to. Those of us that don't have anybody to let it out, okay, it gets projected to another orifice. Like, you know, if you have to burp and you hold in the burps and you never get the burps and later comes out as a fart, right? Same thing. You don't want to, you don't want to have it so pent up that now you're at work, you see the person that ticked you off at work, and now you just let loose. Can't do that. Okay, so I recommend if you are angry, let it out. Now, don't brood. There's a big difference between letting it out and brooding. For those of us driving to work, thinking about it and processing it and coming up with all these theories, no, do not go to work like that, because then you're going to let loose when you don't have to. Okay, but if you kind of let it out and you go, I'm ticked, put some music on, dance around, scream about how you're ticked, panicked. Maybe like, okay, wait a second. Maybe this isn't that big a deal. Take that, which is the next piece of advice. You got to take a time out. Taking that time out is so important. I have to do that with the kids. The kids will do something that really ticks me off. So rather than going, you know, like I want to, rather than doing that, you know, I go and I take a hot shower. I tell my husband, you know what? I can't be around them right now. Okay, because they just really made Mama mad. Okay, I stepped in a skid mark, did something. I'm mad. Take a hot shower, come out, and I was mad about it anymore. And I go, look, guys, okay, you got to stop this. You got to stop it. This is ridiculous. Okay, Mom. And then everything's fine. So you taking that time out is important. Now, for those of you that really don't know where to do your time out, sometimes just go and run it off. Exercise. But go and work out. You're already mad. You're already getting sweaty. Your panties are up in a bunch. Go and work out. But exercise in general helps reduce stress that causes you to have that angry impulse. And I mean it. There is nothing more therapeutic than a good run or some exercise, as long as your heart can handle it. It really is therapeutic. Now, a lot of times I get mad because, you know, I couldn't, you know, do the workout to the incline degree that I wanted to or something like that. But for the most part, just do that. Okay. You know, sometimes what also helps me is, to write down what really ticked me off, and then what are the solutions? Now, sometimes my solutions are, take my boss and smack him upside the head. No, that's not a solution. Okay, you need to really be kind of level-headed about it, because your being angry just makes you look like an idiot. Okay, but you're being calm and saying, look, this ticked me off. Like, for example, one of my friends had a party, and he said, no kids coming to this party. Okay, fine, no kids. I get that. You know, he's got nice things, etc. Okay, well, I get there, and some of his other friends brought their kids. So immediately I'm like, oh, this is a disrespect thing. Okay, he doesn't like me. Why doesn't he at all like my kids? You know, we've been close. What is going on? So I start, my panties were up in a bunch for a good week. Well, then I decide, you want to know what? Let me call him. Okay? And I just got to get this out. So I call him up, and he goes, I'm glad you called. I didn't want you mad. These people brought their kids. They didn't ask like you did. You were nice about it. You asked. These people just brought their kids, and I didn't know what to say. But I wanted to tell you that you were really nice about asking. But it, you know, and I was like, okay. See, I got all mad for nothing. Now, either A, he worked really, really hard on that excuse, and he was throwing me a line, or B, that's what happened. But either way, the fact that he put that much effort, so I didn't feel bad anymore. So, and I know you guys are like, Dahlia, you need to have some real people problems. I do have some real people problems. I'm just not going into it. Okay, remember that whole vaginal discharge segment we talked about in the first hour? Okay, let me talk about these problems instead. You got to get rid of holding a grudge. I can't tell you how many of my quote-unquote enemies or people who wronged me, I had to pretend like nothing happened because I was going to work with them in the future. And it's funny because I work with a lot of people that were real jerks to me, and they think I'm completely over it and there's nothing wrong. I mean, I won't hold a grudge. I'll forget. I may not forget. You know, I remember because I know what certain people did. Okay, I'm not going to forget, but I can forgive. It's very easy to forgive. Okay? You know, I could forgive and move on. I could separate that. I'm good. All right? Humor always helps. Okay? If you go to Mayo Clinic, they talk about use humor to release tension. Some of you will say use sex to release tension. For me, I'm a little better at the humor department, so I would say that. On other episodes, we talked about relaxation skills like a massage. I love a hot shower, doing meditation, etc. But listen, if you ever think you're overwhelmed by this, it's okay to go to your doctor. It really is. Okay? It doesn't mean you're going to be put on a medication or anything like that, but you got to talk to somebody about it who knows a little bit more about this type of thing. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, you know, because of all the discussions we've been having now with mental health and the mental health crisis we're having right now in America and what happened with Elliot Rodger and the UCSB shooting, I wanted to bring on somebody well-versed in psychiatry. My personal psychiatrist wanted nothing to do with the show because he's kind of mad at me that I haven't been strictly adhering to the medical regimen he put me on. So he kind of mad at me. But today, I have joining us Dr. Amitabh Singh, who is dual boarded in psychiatry and addictionology. He is actually medical director of Desert Parkway Behavioral Healthcare Hospital in Las Vegas, Nevada, where I practice out of. So let me introduce to you Dr. Singh. Dr. Singh, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Good. So, you know, you've obviously heard of, you know, what happened at in UC Santa Barbara. You know, what is your take on what happened with him and, you know, this relationship to him possibly taking creatine, making him angry? And what's your take?
Well, there are multiple aspects that seem to jump out as we get to know more and more about this story. Mm-hmm. One, he was planning this for a long time. Two, his family did try to get him help, but for in the end, and yet somehow he fell through the cracks. And the third that I do obviously see is that obviously, even though there are limitations to things like magazine, the number of ammunition you can have in a magazine, that did not really help, you know, in preventing whatever happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally, the way I look at it is that first of all, we missed multiple opportunities to help this gentleman. He was obviously sick. His family knew he was sick. He was not in therapy. And for more than 1 year, he continued on this path. And obviously, his only outlet was writing this out. To the best we know, there was no therapist involved, to the best that we know, at least as of now. So that we missed an opportunity there of finding out what was going on. And then, unfortunately, the police, as we already know, are not really equipped. And I think one of the things that American Psychiatric Association now is coming out based on what happened and what has happened in the past is that we need to change the criteria from just committing folks who are deemed to be a danger to themselves at that time. Mm-hmm. Something a little bit broader. If somebody is deemed to need ongoing mental health treatment, they need to be given that treatment sometimes even if they don't want it. And that has been a big debate, but it seems that seems to be the only solution in cases like this.
What do you think, and for those who join us, we're talking to Dr. Singh, medical director of Desert Parkway Behavioral Health Center. They were talking about how he wouldn't take his psychiatric medicines, and you're 100% right. We're still learning more. We don't know the whole story. What do you think they prescribed him? What do you think his diagnosis was?
It is always difficult to diagnose somebody without knowing all the facts.
Yeah.
And I would rather actually not go there, because it would be unfair on everybody.
No, of course. You know, because I was wondering, you know, they said he was taking, you know, Vicodin and he was taking Xanax, but he wasn't taking his psychiatric medications. And they don't go into whether he had schizophrenia or bipolar, et cetera. And the reason why, you know, we're trying to, you know, think this through is because we want to prevent the next one. You know, we want to think, whenever we see this part of the grief process, obviously, as you know, is intellectualizing and trying to figure out how to prevent it. But I don't think, and please correct me if you know, if I'm wrong, that there's one particular grouping of individuals we would say that's at risk that's more subtle than we know of. Like, you know, would you agree with that, if I made any sense?
Yes, there are definitely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And just so you know, that there was some mention of him suffering from Asperger's syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
One of the characters of which is this repetitive almost obsessional fixation to certain behaviors or certain thoughts. And you could see that he was obviously obsessed with a certain aspect of what he thought he should be getting and was not getting, and that to some extent contributed to this. He was obviously very angry. He was seeking an outlet for this. And when in his mind, and he thought he was not getting it, he did what he did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yes, please go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no. Now, you know, I'm in fact, your facility is a new one, Desert Parkway Behavioral Health Center here in Las Vegas. And, you know, tell us a little bit about what you're seeing in the population of patients that you see at your facility.
Well, we do see the whole gamut of medical problems, bipolar, depression, schizophrenia. Every so often we do have folks coming in with who have a secondary diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome, just like this gentleman was suffering from. And so we treat the whole gamut. We also round in the emergency rooms. And the major problem, as you were mentioning before, also is the suspicion of substance abuse, using stimulants, benzodiazepines, which can also lead to episodes where the patient is more aggressive and more agitated and basically loses control of his own process.
Dr. Singh, what do you think is the biggest obstacle we have right now with our mental health care system?
I don't think we have enough providers. Simple. And the even though with America, with the new laws coming in, ACA as well as the mental health parity law, which was passed earlier to that, we are seeing some movement in getting some of these patients the help they need. We simply do not have the number of providers we need to treat them, and it continues to be a problem.
Well, you know, I was excited when I heard that your facility opened up because, you know, I've practiced in Vegas for a while, and I know we have listeners throughout the country, but there wasn't really a lot of facilities when I was in training. And so in addition to the providers, you know, it looks like it manifests upon itself. We don't have enough providers, but we also don't have enough facilities. We don't have enough nurses. You know, and I know it's kind of difficult to say in a minute or two, but what do you think the process should be? What should we be doing to start enhancing our mental health care system?
I agree with you that the lack of resources is pervasive. It's not, and by providers, I actually did mean nurses, therapists as well, and there is a lack of beds as well. The private facilities many times don't have enough beds to even take the patients who they can take. The state facility, anybody who's been following the news, has been overflowing. So, yes, we need more beds. We need to be aware that this is not a problem that will go away. We need to treat these folks. And if we have good outpatient treatment, we could possibly prevent the backlog of cases that keeps coming through emergency rooms and into these hospitals as well. So there is a cost saving, but it requires an initial upfront investment in resources, which includes beds, more providers, and there are multiple ways to encourage that, but and some of those are already happening, but it'll take time. And I think that is the basic that's the basic part to go about this. And the most important aspect, which I constantly find is missing, is that the patients and the families are not aware of what resources there are that
exactly
can help them, as well as how to access them.
Exactly. Well, you know, what's a good way for people to find your facility? And in the last few seconds that we have, how could people find you and your facility?
Well, they can Google the name, Desert Parkway Psychiatric Hospital. We are right above the sunrise. And, of course, we are in the directory as well. That's perhaps the best way. They can. That's perhaps the best way to find us.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Singh, it's been a pleasure having you on. We'll probably have you on again. We're going to want to probably talk about addiction and how to attack that as we have more and more people on sleeping medications, et cetera. But I really appreciate you coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you for having
me. Take care. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, you know, some of you have been taking tamoxifen because you had been afflicted with breast cancer or you were at higher risk for breast cancer, and we have some new updated guidelines on that, all right? We've been usually having people take it for at least 5 years, and now we have evidence to recommend up to 10 years for women who have the hormone hormone receptor positive breast cancer. Now, this is a guideline update from the American Society of Clinical Oncology called ASCO. ASCO. Yeah, and that's how they pronounce it. ASCO. And Dr. No cussing. ASCO. Dr. Harold Burstein said in an ASCO news release that they now have evidence to recommend up to 10 years of tamoxifen. The new guidelines include women with hormone receptor positive breast cancers between stage 1 and stage 3. It's usually a more common form of breast cancer than the triple negative. It's fueled by certain hormones, often estrogen. And tamoxifen seems to block the ability of the cancer cells to use the estrogen. So this latest recommendation is based on new data looking at 5 studies that have been reviewed since the society's previous update back in 2010. So they've been kind of up on this, especially when it comes to breast cancer. You know, we still have high numbers of women being affected and afflicted. And the tamoxifen has been a phenomenal medication. I mean, wow. This has been something that has been used even for women without breast cancer, who do have high family history, high risk, and, you know, they opt to not get total mastectomies, which is something we've talked about. It's very controversial, too, if you are high risk, to just go, you know, and remove your breasts. But the problem with the tamoxifen is when you block the estrogen, as tamoxifen does, it could be pretty miserable. You know, hot flashes, vaginal dryness, etc. And so, but, you know, women do it and women go through it because this stuff really, really works. So if you are on the 5-year regimen, talk to your doctor about the new guideline that says you may have to increase it to 10. I know some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, why the hell would I ask the doctor to put me through that for a whole another, well, you know, it, just talk to the doctor. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We talk about the vegan diet, and I'm a huge fan of the vegan diet. I'm not on a vegan diet. Okay, I don't think I'm a strong enough woman to do that. I mean, medical school was hard enough, let alone trying to be on a vegan diet. However, a study has come out saying the vegan diet may reduce heart disease risk. You know, there's been some controversy, especially with us meat eaters. Do vegetarians or vegans who don't take in any animal fat, animal proteins or fat, do they really live longer? Do they really reduce heart attack risk? And then another controversy, another discussion we meat eaters have is, do we even care? You know, I mean, we really like our meat. If somebody told us stop eating meat and would have more longevity of our life, would be like, well, do I really want to live life being a vegan? But listen, these vegans like it. I mean, I have a lot of patients who are vegans, and I mean, they do smile. I mean, they do seem happy. I think there is a way to go through life without eating meat. And for those of you at high risk for heart disease, you may need to get your poop together and do this. Okay? They say a low carbohydrate vegan diet could reduce the risk of heart disease by 10% over a decade. This is according to researchers at St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto. Now, do you notice how they said low carbohydrate vegan diet? You see, if I went vegan, I would be probably overcompensating with buttery noodles, or you can't have butter either, margarine. I would overcompensate with margarine drippy noodles. I don't think you're allowed to eat cheese either, so I couldn't do pizza dough. I would just eat pizza dough by the tubs, and that's how I would compensate for not eating the meat. They're saying, no. I mean, if you're going to do the vegan, I mean, you got to do also low carb. I got to tell you, I'm not making fun of you. I actually really respect you. You are doing something harder. I don't think there is anything harder out there. I couldn't even imagine than being on a low-calorie vegan diet. You guys really have some cojones, and I admire you. Okay? And yes, I would love to hang out with you, because that means if anybody gives you a surf and turf, you'll give me the meat. Dr. David Jenkins, lead author of the study, explained, we killed 2 birds with 1 stone. Wait a second, I thought you're not supposed to eat animal meat. He said, or rather with 1 diet. We designed a diet that combined both vegan and low-carb elements to get the weight loss and cholesterol-lowering benefits above. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, hold the phone. What is a vegan low-carb diet? Okay, it's very simple, very simple. You get a plate. You get a piece of some celery or maybe a piece of some jicama, and you have a fork and a knife. That's seriously. I don't know. If there's any vegans out there, please tell us, how do you do it? Please. They say research discovered that the Eco-Atkins, is the diet that's low-fat, high carbohydrate. Oh, the findings compare the low carbohydrate to the Eco-Atkins. The Eco-Atkins is low-fat, high carbohydrate intake. Now, that sounds like something I could eat. Research discovered that the I am so scared to death that my doctor is going to one day say, Dahlia, no more meat. And I'm going to be like, come on, really? Okay, well, so the Eco-Atkins diet, that is so fun to say, Eco. Eco-Atkins diet was able to reduce cholesterol by 10% while also helping participants lose an average of 4 pounds more than those following the other diet over a six-month period. 4 pounds? Dr. Jenkins, who follows a vegan diet himself, no ladies, I don't think he's single, said he would expect similar results in real-world situations. I'm sorry, Dr. Jenkins could be a cool dude. As those in the study were able to select their own diets and could adjust these to suit their needs and preferences. Wait a second, adjust your own diet. Okay, what? Rather than jicama, a turnip. You know what, though? Honestly, it makes sense. Okay, if there is no animal fat going into your body, and it's only carrots and some legumes, I mean, I'm sure you're going to be healthy. Okay, older people should walk 20 minutes a day. A new study has revealed that older people need to get up and walk 20 minutes a day. And I know some of you are like, well, oh, no. If I call my mother, she's going to say I have to walk with her. Well, you hire somebody. Trust me, you could get somebody cheap, like get somebody at the college who wants to make some extra bucks cheap. Tell them just walk your mother. Now, they'll probably ask for a leash. That is probably where the cost comes in, but no. Anyway, the Lifestyle Interventions and Independence for Elders study called LIFE found that capability to walk without help is a key to functioning independently, as reduced mobility is a major risk factor for illness, hospitalization, disability, and death. It's true. Your older individuals that are out there walking and they're holding hands or they're in a bathtub in the middle of a forest taking Cialis, those people are active. They're happy. They're out there. I think walking is extremely important. You know, even in a walker, if they can even walk, just go outside, get some fresh air. See, I think a lot of it is also fresh air. I really do. Okay? You know, we just don't get sun anymore. We don't get fresh air because we're scared to death of melanoma. But I think that's part of it. They said after more than 2 years of trail and follow-up, the results, I think they meant trial, showed that the risk of major mobility disability was reduced by 18% among people in the physical activity group, meaning that they were more capable of walking without assistance for a quarter mile. You know, I played bingo once with my grandma, and I got to tell you, man, I worked up a sweat. This is when my grandmother was alive. I was running around all over the place going, bingo, running up. No, you don't have bingo. Sit back down, man. And then I guess they served you, this is at the Gold Coast years ago. You would have cranberry juice with some whipped cream. It was like really, really delicious. So I was running up and getting that and running down. So there's a lot of places for older people to get a lot of activity. There really is. Have them go to a dance class. Have them go to a cooking class. You know, even if they sit down and then get up to go and get the oregano. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Yeah, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.